Documenting the history of the Yukon Commissioner's Office is Angélique Bernard's way of educating the public about the role of the commissioner and how it has changed. The most recent former commissioner of the Yukon said the main question that she was asked after people congratulated her on the appointment to the role in March 2018 was, "What does the commissioner do?" "Not a lot of people know what the commissioner is or does," she told the news by phone on April 22. With most of her social events being cancelled 2 years into her term due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Bernard turned to researching and writing a book to fulfill an educational pillar. Bernard launched the culmination of her work, titled From Fort Cudahy to Taylor House: The Office of the Commissioner of Yukon, at Taylor House in Whitehorse on April 19. The book tells the story of the 36 people who have held the position of commissioner until May 31, 2023. It looks at the different offices and the evolution of the commissioner's role over time. It's presented in both English and French. Learning about the people and learning more about Victoria Faulkner, who the book is dedicated to, that really stuck with me, Bernard said. As a self-described visual person, going through archival photos was a highlight of putting it all together for Bernard. She hopes readers take away the fascinating history of the territory and the people who've held the position of commissioner. In a press release, current Yukon Commissioner Adeline Weber called the book a valuable resource that encapsulates the essence of the dedication and service of past commissioners. Bernard's dedication to preserving the Yukon's heritage and celebrating its historical milestones is evident throughout the pages of this insightful book, Weber is quoted saying in the release. Free copies of the book are available for pickup at 412 Main Street in Whitehorse. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.